And now, iTAMI U News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. More than 300 local and area middle and high school students will glimpse into their possible futures at the first TAMIU Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics Day, Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3:50 p.m. at TAMIU's Lamar Brini Vergara Science Center and Planetarium. Hosted by honorary sponsor Congressman Henry Goyat and the University's Office of Academic Affairs, the day-long program is designed to introduce students from Laredo, Carrizo Springs, Cotula, and Crystal City to the critical need for future scientists and engineers through a series of STEM-focused activities, exhibits, presentations, and workshops at the university. The event is made possible by generous gifts from gold sponsor Chesapeake Energy Company, bronze sponsor AEP, and patron sponsors ConocoPhillips, Toyota, and Union Pacific. In-kind support was provided by the U.S. Department of Education's STEM RRG Grant, Gear Up 3, Educational Excellence Project, Title V Cooperative Grant. Congressman Guayar said activities like STEM Day are an important investment in the country's future. Dr. Pablo Arenas, TAMIU Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, said the university was honored to be selected by Congressman Guayar to host Laredo's first STEM Day. Students will spend the day viewing exhibits, attending workshops, catching shows at the planetarium, and other activities. Two ethnic ensembles from the Escuela Nacional de Música in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, will perform at the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall on Friday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. For some time, TAMIU faculty have engaged in exchange programs with Honduras and especially with the Escuela Nacional de Música. TAMIU Associate Professor Dr. Susan Berdahl served as Fulbright Professor of Music at that institution from 1997 to 2000. Both groups are on a U.S. tour that includes New York City and Washington, D.C., under the auspices of the Honduran Consulate. The Honduran groups will also perform at Saturday's Jambuzi Festival in downtown Laredo on Stage 1 from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Spend an evening delighting in artwork created by local artists at the upcoming reception for the exhibit Deep in the Heart at the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery, Thursday, February 3rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. The exhibit will be on display through Thursday, March 24th, 2011. Local artists sharing their talent are Cristina Sorria Spear, Mary Quiroz, Janet Eager Kruger, Marilu Flores Gruben, and Miki Rodriguez. Gallery hours are Monday to Thursday, noon to 5 p.m., and by appointment. 20% of sales go towards TAMIU Visual Arts Scholarships. For a recording of upcoming arts events, call 956-326-2787 or go online at tamiu.edu/coas/fpa/coe. In 1998, the only funeral home in Three Rivers, Texas, refused to hold a wake for fallen World War II hero Felix Longoria because the decorated Mexican-American soldier was not white. The controversy and fight for equality that followed from the event made headlines across the nation and is the focus of a new PBS documentary by filmmaker John Valadez entitled The Longoria Affair. TAMIU will present the film screening of The Longoria Affair and a rare opportunity to interact with the filmmaker Tuesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. in the Student Center Auditorium. The screening is free and open to the public. Valadez said, "The film offers an important parable for our own time about the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. It is a lesson in transforming discrimination to equality." Valadez, who comes from a family of migrant field workers from El Paso, has produced and directed award-winning nationally broadcast documentaries for the past 16 years. His film, The Chicano Wave, A History of Mexican-American Music, for the PBS-BBC series Latin Music USA, received a primetime national broadcast in both the U.S. and Europe last year. David Gergen, advisor to four U.S. presidents, senior political analyst for CNN, and Harvard University professor, will make a rare appearance at TAMIU Thursday, February 24th at 8 a.m. for a special morning lecture and breakfast. Tickets are $35 and are available for advance purchase with the university's Office of Institutional Advancement at 326-4483. Funds for the presentation will help support TAMIU's student leadership program, Leadership TAMIU. TAMIU President Dr. Ray Keck said the university is honored to have the opportunity to host Gergen. This past summer, Dr. Keck and TAMIU students participated in the inaugural Latino Leadership Initiative at Harvard and met Gergen. For over 24 years, cutting-edge research on international trade has been shared with global academicians and researchers with the continuous publication of the International Trade Journal by the TAMIU A.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business International Trade Institute. The journal's editor-in-chief, Dr. Taghi Saghafi-Najjad, said that like its research field, the journal has evolved to better reflect the ever-changing synthesis of world trade. He noted it has also become increasingly selective. The current acceptance rate for journal publication stands below 10%, making it among the most selective academic journals. Dr. Saghafi-Najjad said, "More distinguished scholars continue to be added to the roster, thus strengthening the scholarship infrastructure that, in turn, gives robustness to the journal. One sign of this is the continued steady flow of submissions, hence increased selectivity," he noted. Saghafi-Najjad said, "The changes have helped to ensure that the journal remains the premier forum for scholarly contributions to the field of international trade." For more information, call Saghafi-Najjad at 956-326-2547 or click on freetrade.tamiu.edu.
You've been listening to iTAMIU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamiu.edu or click on www.tamiu.edu. Thanks for listening.